Skagway offers Haines Public Facilities Director Brad Ryan the borough manager position, and the Pride of the Fleet returns to White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad in Skagway. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Those stories are up next. The municipality of Skagway offered the vacant borough manager position to Haines Public Facilities Director Brad Ryan. Henry Leisha has more.
Skagway's manager search committee held in-person interviews with three candidates on Thursday. The other candidates were Patrick Jordan, the current city manager of Escanaba, Michigan, and Randy Robertson, the current city manager of Aberdeen, Maryland. Both have served in city manager positions in Alaska before. During his interview, Haynesboro Public Facilities Director Brad Ryan said he wanted to serve as Skagway's borough manager because it would be a step up from his current position.
I've been living in Southeast Alaska for 10 years. I want to stay here. Also, it seems like you have a lot going on here. It's interesting. I mean, you have some big challenges that seem of interest. And the obvious answer to me is it's a step up and an opportunity to engage in what I think is a little bit bigger playing field and a good community.
Ryan did raise concerns about turnover for the position.
You've had managers come and go. Do you think things are they conducive to keeping a manager here a long time? I think that's the big question. Like, I'm interested in, I don't want to be hopping a lot of positions.
Assemblyman Steve Burnham responded that the municipality has had success keeping managers when there is clear communication.
It is our intent to try to get a manager that would like to stay here. And I think part of what worked with Scott Hahn being here for almost five years, was communication.
Right.
And he let us know what was going on with him and how we could help.
Former Skagway Borough Manager Scott Hahn left Alaska for a job in Colorado last summer in order to be closer to his family. Since then, the municipality has hired two interim managers while looking for a replacement. At a meeting Thursday night, the Skagway Borough Assembly voted unanimously to offer the manager position to Ryan. He was unavailable for comment by broadcast time.
White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad welcomed the number 73 locomotive back into service in Skagway this month. Jim Hamilton is pulling the number 73 steam engine onto the tracks for its Fraser Pass excursion. It's hot on the engine and flame flickers in the boiler. Dozens of bright red knobs adjust the fire, the boiler pressure, and the water. A bright white pressure gauge gleams in the middle of what would be the dashboard if this were a car.
It's a little more challenging than running a diesel locomotive. They're all great jobs, but it's just, you get to know the engine, it becomes part of you.
Hamilton has worked this train since the 1960s. The number 73 ran freight from 1947 to 1964, then came back to Skagway in the 80s as a passenger train when White Pass reopened. He says he prefers the steam engine to other trains in the fleet.
Well, steam is so much different than running a diesel locomotive. It has a personality of its own. It does its own thing, and if you treat it right, it treats you right. A diesel, you turn the key on and off you go. This, you have to keep water in it, steam in it, fire in it, and if you don't, it lets you know. So it's a lot of fun.
It takes two people to operate this engine. One to keep the fire going, the fireman, and one to keep the train moving, the engineer. As we start moving, plumes of steam unfurl into the sky above Skagway. Tourists and residents alike stop and stare.
Well, it's the history of the nation back in the early 1900s, so it's kind of cool to see something like this in working condition yet and still functioning, you know?
Mike Gephardt and his wife Arlene are visiting Alaska from Wisconsin. They filmed the steam engine's progress down the track. Folks at White Pass call the number 73 the pride of the fleet. It's been out of town for a year and a half for a maintenance overhaul and a paint job that makes this throwback from the 1940s look like new. Mark Taylor is the superintendent of rail operations at White Pass.
We're excited to have it back. We've missed it the last 18 months.
The train was shipped down to Washington State, where it was stripped and almost completely disassembled. All of the parts were either renewed or replaced. Then it was put back together, fire tested, pressure tested, and sent home. It's a piece of living history. Engine 73 was also the last narrow-gauge steam engine out of its factory in Philadelphia. Taylor is hoping to keep this piece of Skagway's past chugging into the future.
And so it definitely is a last linkage to a bygone era. And this particular engine was the last locomotive, steam locomotive, purchased by White Pass.
And it's not just tourists that like to watch the train. Taylor has been hearing the whistle since he was a little boy. He says it's still his favorite part.
The sound of it is always, it always draws me out of the office to go watch it chug by as it heads up the hill.
Starting this month, the 73 will take a few trips a week up the pass to Fraser, carrying a maximum of about 200 passengers. There may be more economical models now, but standing in the loud engine as the train rumbles along the track, it's easy to see why they keep this one around. In Skagway, I'm Claire Strimple. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Thanks for joining us.